the manger. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was a governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And so we rejoice, for the manger reminds us of the humility with which God's Son is born into our hearts.
The angel. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
With heart and soul we rejoice, for the angel reminds us of heaven's joyous song over our coming salvation. The Chalice. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins."
With this offering, we seek to honor him who took the cup of our suffering and drank from our sorrow, proclaiming the love of God.
The crosses. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle.
With this offering, we seek to honor him who humbly laid down his power. In obedience, he took up the cross to conquer sin and death.
And the butterfly. Just as the caterpillar spins a cocoon and lies encased in a seemingly dead shell only to emerge in a changed form as a beautiful butterfly, so Jesus was entombed but rose from the dead.
With this offering, we seek to honor him who burst forth triumphantly from the tomb. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead raises us out of our defeats and failures. His victory is our victory. Like a beautiful butterfly, we emerge into the light of God's love.
Amen. And now as we sing All Glory, Lord, and Honor, which will be up here, you can come up and get symbols of the Passion, which are in the middle portion of the table up here, and put them on the tree.
And the shepherd's staff. The crook or staff is the shepherd's tool for guiding his sheep, and therefore symbolizes Christ, the Good Shepherd.
The cross and orb. The orb or sphere symbolizes the world, and with the cross, the triumph of Christ over it.
And the crown. The crown symbolizes sovereignty and shows that Christ is the ruler over all creation.
Blessing and honor. And now, if you'll join me in reading the Chrismon prayer printed in your bulletin. Let's all read this together. Almighty God, whose glory and majesty glow through the symbols of Christ, may these chrismons ever remind us of your love entering our lives. May these gifts we have hung upon the tree become the gifts of your comfort and joy we share with others.
So may we sing of redemption's happy dawn, for Jesus Christ is born in Bethlehem. Through the heaven-born Prince of Peace, we pray. Amen.